Hi there. I'm Richard Roberts, and welcome to the Expect a Miracle podcast. Today I want to deal with this subject, how to defeat doubt and receive your healing. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever experienced doubt trying to creep in during a personal crisis? Well, I imagine your answer is yes. I know my answer is yes to that question, because doubt is one of the greatest barriers to healing, but it doesn't have to stop you. How very well I remember the devastating news we received that my wife, Lindsay, had been diagnosed with thyroid cancer. I'll never forget that day. And her knees buckled and she hit the floor, and our daughters, Jordan, Olivia, and Chloe, and I surrounded her and began to pray. And yet that C word, cancer, it just brought doubt into our minds. Now, here I am. I'm an evangelist in the healing ministry, and doubt is trying to come against me. I know what that's like, too. Well, we prayed, and we rebuked the devil, and we went back home, and God gave me an idea. And I said, Lindsay, would you take a drive in my car with me? And she said, well, okay. Where are we going? I said, well, you'll see when we get there. So she got in the car and got our seatbelts on, and we started driving. And I pulled up in front of a little toy store. She said, well, Richard, what are we doing here? And I said, well, just wait. And I got out of the car, and she sat inside the car. And I came back out a few minutes later with a little sack. She said, what's in the sack? And I reached in and pulled out a little yellow rubber duck. And I handed it to her, and I said, Lindsay, you are not a sitting duck waiting for the other shoe to fall. Suddenly, her faith was sparked, and the doubt that was trying to creep into both of us began to just melt away. Now, doubt is a terrible thing. It blocks miracles. Mark chapter 6, verses 5 and 6 talks about it, where Jesus could do no mighty works in that city except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them, and he marveled because of their unbelief. Now, that's doubt. And Jesus could do only a few miracles because of their doubt and unbelief. The Bible goes on to say very clearly in James chapter 1, verses 6 and 7, but let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave on the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. And I remember sitting in that car, and suddenly our faith began to rise and the doubt began to diminish. And I announced to you today, and that was a few years ago now, my wife has no cancer in her body. She got into a position to receive her healing as the doubt was dispelled. But you know, a lot of people have honest doubts. The disciples did. Even the disciples who walked with Jesus had doubt. In Matthew 14, we read the story of Peter walking on the water. They saw Jesus coming in the night hours, walking on the water. Peter said, let me, if that's really you, Jesus, let me walk on the water too. And Jesus said, well, come on out. And Peter stepped out on the water. And he was doing pretty good until he got his eyes off of Jesus and took his eyes upon the storm. And it began to sink. And he yelled out, Lord, save me. And Jesus reached and pulled him up. Well, you know, Jesus had to say, where was your faith? Why was your faith so little? And so many of us are filled with what I call little faith, and doubt creeps in. If you're dealing with doubt today, it's human, but you can overcome it. There's a tremendous story in the New Testament about Jesus and Peter, James, and John who went up to a mountain. And on that mountaintop, Elijah and Moses appeared by the Spirit to Jesus. Well, Peter, James, and John freaked out. They didn't know what to do. And after Moses and Elijah disappeared, Jesus said, and now don't tell anybody about it. Jesus was a master psychologist. Imagine you see the appearance of Moses and Elijah and you're not going to tell anybody about it. You know, some people's idea of keeping a secret is telling only one person at a time. You know people like that? Well, they came down from the mountain And a crowd was gathered around a man who had a boy that was demon-possessed. And the demon would throw him into the fire and throw him into the water, try to drown him, try to burn him to death. And the man looked at Jesus and said, I tried to get your other 9 disciples to bring healing to my boy, but they couldn't do anything. If there's anything you can do. Can you hear the doubt in his voice? If there's anything. Let me tell you what. There's nothing too hard for God. Nothing whatsoever. Now, he's standing in the presence of the Son of God, and he says, if you can do anything. And Jesus said to him, well, it's not if I can do anything, it's if you can believe. If you can cast out the doubt and believe with all your heart that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and what he did in Bible days, he's still doing these days. If you can believe that faith comes by hearing,